And I speak in the name of the loving, liberating and life-giving God. Amen. Please be seated. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And so we come to Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent. It is a day to turn our minds to our mortality in the light of the knowledge of and our faith in an eternal God. We will recall the words from Genesis that we are dust and to dust we shall return. And we take that on as our reality. This is not morbid or fatalist. It is honest. It is an honest reflection that we are transitory. We are not immortal. And what we choose to do with our time matters. Our lives are transitory, and that makes them all the more precious and in need of care and love. The lives of our fellow human beings are also transitory and also precious in God's eyes, and should be precious in our eyes too. Today is an opportunity to acknowledge, as individuals and communities, that we have not always lived up to the ideals and hopes that God gave us through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the ongoing inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We have not always cared for ourselves in body, mind, and spirit. We have not always treated others with respect and care that they need and deserve. We have not always allowed ourselves to see the harm inflicted by others. And we have not always put God and our faith at the core of our being. Today is a space to reflect on the times that we have sinned. Today we acknowledge Jesus' part in our atonement for sin and remember that even as we are broken, we are saved. We are not saved by our own power and resources. We are saved through the actions of the God who longs to be reconciled with us. Today we humbly acknowledge our mortality, our humanity, and our reliance on the God of all creation for our salvation. Salvation is not about satisfying a wrathful God with the blood of a son. Salvation is about being released from the crippling nature of our sin. Jesus, as the Son of God, did suffer and die for us. His blood was shed for us, as the one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for our sins. Through Jesus' suffering and death, he takes on our sin. Through his resurrection to new life, we also take on new life freed from that sin. That is how we can live lives of hope, even as we struggle with the reality of suffering. We are all too aware of the damage that people can do to themselves and to each other. We are all too aware of the pain caused by heartless actions, as well as the pain caused by willful silence and inaction. All people are created in the image of God. The children of God are infinitely diverse, and are all valued by the God who is love. God grieves for us and with us when we are hurt or when we hurt others. Our imperfect lives are precious, And in order to move forward in hope, it is good and right for us to acknowledge all that hurts us and those around us and hand them to God. True penitence and repentance leads to true freedom from sin. It is liberating and life-giving. Accepting the help that God offers will give us life in abundance. We have each experienced brokenness and sin in our own way. Through Jesus Christ, God knows what it is to be broken and still cares for us. As we enter into this reflective season of Lent through Ash Wednesday, remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, and that's not a bad thing. Remember that God cared and still cares. Remember that God gave us Jesus Christ as a path to reconciliation with God. Remember that the Holy Spirit continues to inspire us with God's love and brings God's healing and wholeness into our broken lives. May you have a blessed Lent.